Welcome to the May new moon. Set free your prayers, dreams, wishes for the miracle movement ready for you to manifest forward. That's where we're at right now. So I'm going to invite you in to create your May manifesting new moon ritual for the miracles and the new possibilities ready to promote something powerfully new for you. This is all about the unknown becoming known. Open your honest heart and speak your desires and dreams for the new foundation that is seeking the future vision for you that's being co-created currently, both on an individual and a collective level. Your honest heart is all about what is the truth for you of what needs to be acknowledged that is new, that maybe is a stretch in an unknown new way in your life that you don't have the answers to, but you're willing to reach for it. Because the focus for this new moon is a new time of manifesting miracles. As the grips of the old release, no matter how strong they seem, they are releasing. So let yourself be inside the stream of synchronized support that is all around and ready for you. Your clarity to name, claim, and connect is your superpower right now. I'm going to say this again. Your clarity to name, claim, and connect. It is your superpower right now. So you can power up this energy that's present for you to step into the stream of miracles that are ready. And you have to be willing to have the clarity to name, claim, and connect. This is why it's important to create that sacred time. I'd like to encourage you that when you sit and you clear the energy, either with bells or smudging sticks or essential oils, when you clear the energy, that you create a circle, a powerful force field that lets you sit with your true, honest heart, your intentions of what you want to create in the world, where all the noise and all the collected, conditioned energies of the world you place outside of that circle. And you can use the directions to create that force field of that circle as you sit down for your ritual. And you just want to honor the direction of the east is where it's the rising sun. And you can honor it with that's the power of the enlightenment. This is what I call the fire energy. And it's what needs to be ignited and bringing light. And then you move to the south, and this is the air energy, and this is the area of growth. This is where we get the movement. Consider it like the breath of life. And it's also where we get the changing weather conditions of the world with the air movement. And so we're going to honor the south, which is the area of growth, and we're going to then move to the west, which is the setting sun, which is the element of water. And we're going to allow that. That's the direction of courage. So the east is enlightenment, the south is growth, and the west is courage. And the courage is those abilities to grow and become and allow that showing up, that naming, that speaking up, because that is the setting sun. That is where we're going to set and plant those intentions to become in the direction of the west. And we're going to use the element of water to represent that. You could even take a drink of water when you're sealing off the different directions. And I'm just giving this as a suggestion to create a circle of sacred space around yourself so that you can sit with your energy right now, as there's so much of the worldly conditioned energy that is instantaneously rippling through the world. And we can become, if we're not aware, containers of collecting other people's energies, even accumulating it through our lifetime. So we just want to clear that. Okay, so this is, we're in the direction of the West, where you can use the water, you can take a drink of water, and you can allow this to refresh, renew, and wash away what doesn't belong to you. This new moon is all about igniting the light. It's all about a time of really sitting into your honest heart and what's ready to come forth so that you can step into this miracle stream that the energy is here for you in May and this new moon. So next we move to the north. That is the earth element, that is grounding, planting, letting something take root while being led by the future, the North Star, that points in the direction that is the light for you, the light of truth for you, the way for you, for your path. So you can take those four directions, smudge, clear, call in the elements, and then sit within your sacred circle, where it's you and your honest heart, where you're doing pen to paper, antenna to God, to the universal loving presence, because it's important right now. Like the energy that you imprint that is best for your honest heart's recognition and what is ready for you to step up, show up, and become for you, impresses into the field, the quantum field of all possibilities, and it's an uplifter of light and truth for the world. So you can use this like getting inside of your own personal life, because that matters. What matters is for your personal heart to be held for what is true and those intentions for you. So we want to ignite your intentions. That's the second focus, using your honest heart on what you want and need so it can nourish the expansion and growth from the unknown to the known. So this new moon is ushering in energy all about, that's why I'm calling it the miracle stream that we can tap into with it. It's all about our willing to be honest with our heart and let ourselves experience the new that's ready to come through, that's in the unknown as it becomes known. We don't know it yet. We're creating it right now. It's being co-created right now. So let your true felt intentions ignite. So take this sacred time to be with those honest heart desires. There's nothing to figure out. There's only your truth to be revealed of what you want to co-create with, what you want to claim, what needs to come next, where do you need help, where do you need support, where do you need something that has a grip of the old to be put on the outside of that circle and not sit in the sacred space of what you want to create. This is all about the focus right now of what do you want to create. And the third focus is future finding. That is your future finding you. Intentions are finding a new future. That's the unknown. And the future is now. It's happening by everything we're doing right now. And you sitting with your intentions and your prayers, your wishes, your dreams, and holding that to the light by allowing yourself just in your own honest heart to show up, speak up, and let it be known. Right here in this sacred space for you. That begins the ushering, the cascading to allow the stream of support from sources known or unknown to step forth. It opens the channels as you write it right into life. Your hopes, your intentions, your dreams, pen to paper, antenna to God, to source, to the universe, to life. Ignite your now intentions needing to become. And guess what? New miracles are ready to shine through for you. This is the energy. And what you're feeling right now, it matters. It matters in the world, and it needs to become something for you. So I just want to invite you into this sacred time in the next day or so to just sit within this aligning time of the new moon, because we have this power time over the next couple of days to clear the energy, create your circle, place on the outside of that circle, clearing that space, like actually making more space around you to sit with your intentions, your honest heart of what's ready to come through. This is not a time to focus on the heavy. This is not a time to focus on what feels tormenting, what feels traumatic. This is the time to focus on the light of the truth moving through your heart, ready to be impressed into the formless unknown to become a living, breathing, real new reality. And we don't know exactly how it'll be for me, for you, for us, but it's shaping. It matters. It's becoming matter. It's becoming a real living energy. And this miracle stream that we're in right now, if we can sit in that sacred space and get clear, the support is here. And the miracle that you seek is seeking you. You can even use this Monday's mantra. I am touched with a miracle. And if you want to keep moving with this energy of what you create on this new moon and what needs to come through for you, I'm doing a 21-day miracle stream mantra challenge experience, where after this new moon, for the next 21 days, moving through the rest of the month of May to begin June with, it's all going to be on creating this miracle stream to carry, support, present, and show up for the miracles that are ready for you. This is a time of new creation, and this is a time that the miracles you seek are seeking you, and we have to be open and ready for the serendipity and synchronization of what wants to support you can show up. I hope you join me on this 21-day miracle stream mantra challenge experience, because I know powerful miracles will be there for you. It's the time. Now is your time. So on this new moon, may you claim, name, speak, and show up what is here for you with your honest heart. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.